Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Oliver Friesen, CEO of Guardian Metal Resources. Welcome back, Oliver.
Hey, gents. How you doing?
Yeah, good. You? Just getting used to the name change there, obviously. You know, it was sort of like just almost a reaction to say Golden, but obviously that we'll talk about that name change later on. Obviously, you just announced that you're making significant progress at the 100% owned Pilot Mountain project in Nevada, USA, located in the Walker Lane Mineral Belt. The project's current 2,000-meter drilling program has completed 547.6 meters with two core drill holes. The first hole, PM24001, drilled in the desert scheelite zone, exhibited strong scheelite mineralization and skarn alteration over substantial intervals, suggesting potential expansion of the deposit. The second hole, PM24002, represents the first exploration of the porphyry south target and revealed a mineralized quartz porphyry system, hinting at a significant porphyry discovery. Both holes have provided promising visual results with assays pending. You expressed optimism about the results, emphasizing the transition from geophysical concepts to geological confirmation, which bolsters confidence in other target areas. Further expert analysis and drilling are planned to explore these findings more comprehensively. Tell us more, please, Oliver.
Yeah, great start to the program. You know, we've drilled just over a quarter of the meters that we've budgeted for. We certainly have the money and the financial backing here to expand the program, but we're just getting started here. These are the first two holes. You know, we've talked about the exploration targets that our team has developed. We have, you know, Porphyry South, Desert Scheelite Parallel West. We now have the Porphyry West target, Pilot Mountain. We have the Porphyry targets at Garfield. So these are some great targets. And this is the first one we've drilled, and we've confirmed, as you mentioned, you know, it's a mineralized porphyry system from the top of the hole to the bottom. We have a big, big target here. I mean, the magnetic anomaly associated with this intrusion is called 1,600 meters by about 700 meters. So it's a big target. We've confirmed that this system is mineralized, and now the real fun begins as we look to drill more holes into this target and see what's in there.
Absolutely. So what is the plan then going forward? Obviously, you alluded to at the top there that you're awaiting assays, but what about the drilling program? How many more holes are you planning?
Yeah, so we've only talked about the amount of meters we're going to drill. Obviously, it's hard to know at this stage how deep each hole is going to go. But we have, like I said, at least 1,500 meters more of drilling to do. So what we're going to do is we're going to go and test some other targets and drill some other holes that are on our priority list. And this gives us the time to get some assays in from Desert Scheelite, where we drilled a really visually exciting interval from pretty much top to bottom of that hole. And then, you know, we've now engaged a porphyry expert. He's going to be headed to site tomorrow. We're not wasting any time here. So he's going to go walk the ground, do a bit more kind of detailed analysis as to what he's seen at surface. He's going to review the core and then put this all in the context and say, okay, now go and drill here. This is the next place to go within this big target as we look to vector into different parts of this system and potentially the potassic core, which is where the big prize is usually found within these systems.
So Oliver, all looks very exciting in terms of first drill holes. Just explain, the first drill hole, or not the first drill hole, the second drill hole has gone down, found mineralization from, I think, 22 meters all the way down to 405 meters. Obviously, that's on visual inspection. Have you ever seen that before? 380-something meters of just pure mineralization?
I mean, yeah, these porphyry systems are big. So when you do get into a sizable one, the intercepts are typically quite large. And this is why we're so encouraged by this particular hole. I've seen porphyry intercepts where, you know, it's 30, 40, 50 meters of porphyry veining, and the system's probably not that small. It's probably quite small. But, you know, we saw veining from literally right below Overbird. And it's, you know, if you look at the RNS, the proof there, or the key is in the visuals. And we've seen those type of veins throughout the top of the hole all the way to the very bottom. So what that's showing us is that this system is what we call kind of juiced in the industry. There's a lot of fluid in there. The fluids are really hot, and obviously they're mineralized as well. So a bunch of check marks off the hop here. And now, like I said, the fun begins of drilling this system out and looking to find different areas of enrichment and hopefully the potassic source as well. And just a quick note, you look at those veins, and we might actually publish a whole reel of photos on our website. I'm just figuring out how we can do that or not. but it would show, and we've tried to highlight this in the RNS, you know, we've showed photos from kind of the near up the hole and then all the way towards the bottom. So it's not like we've said, take a bunch of photos from 200 meters to 220. No, we're seeing the same type of veining, same type of mineralization from the top to the bottom. And that's important because, like I said, the system is juiced, but also we can use this information now to continue to tackle this system and figure out what it all looks like. It's a big target, and it really takes a lot of work to figure out where you are and where you need to go with subsequent drill holes.
And I presume you stopped at 405 because that was the plan. Roughly, that was the plan. You could have gone deeper, or was there a reason why it didn't go any further?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there was veining in the last box, so we could have kept on going. The reality is drilling slows down the deeper you go. So, you know, we actually, in a perfect world, we would have just kept that hole going to see what was further down there. But our view was, hey, we've confirmed the system exists. We've confirmed 400 meters of this. The veining kind of intensity and the alteration, it's relatively consistent throughout the hole. So because the hole was slowing down, we said, let's pull out. We have the data we need. Let's go get a porphyry guy in here to really start to understand the system even better, which will help us with our next subsequent holes. And what that means is we can then go and drill some shorter holes into other targets where we can get more meters, more production, and then we'll head back to Porphyry South here once we know more about the system and once we kind of figure out where the next hole needs to go. So could have kept it going in an ideal world if it didn't have to. If we were a private company, that hole would have kept on going. But the other thing to note is we can re-enter holes. So because that borehole now exists, we can very easily set the rig back up on that site, re-enter the hole. It's very cheap to do, and then just continue to push that hole further down. So that's,
yeah, you can go another 100 meters down, take it to,
or 200 or 300. Or yeah, exactly. So that's a possibility. But we're going to go test some other targets, and then we're going to come back and figure out where to go next.
So the assays from these two holes, when do you think, fingers crossed, they can actually be back with you?
Yeah, so the first hole, those rocks have been in the lab for a couple of weeks now. So I think we mentioned in the RNS a few more weeks and we should have those in hand. Porphyry South, we just finished that hole a couple of days ago. So what we're doing now is the hole is almost fully logged. Core cutting has started on the top part of the hole, so we're gonna it's a long hole and it's a lot of cutting. Yeah. So we'll probably take another week to fully process all of that. The porphyry expert's gonna be on site tomorrow, headed to site tomorrow, so he's gonna be reviewing that core, giving us a whole other load of information as to what he's seen and what it tells us about the system and where to go next. But as soon as that hole is cut, it's going to be on the truck and it's going to be headed to Reno and we'll start that process. So the great thing is it's going to be rolling kind of assays, rolling visuals, hopefully.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff going on.
What people probably can expect is from August onwards, it's going to be sort of unlimited news, basically. You're going to have one after the other, after the other, after the other, yeah.
Yeah, it's continuous. I would say it's not unlimited. You know, we do need to batch some of these things. If I did every single hole, I, you know, with everything else going on.
I mean, okay, I'll retract my
24/7 rolling news with
continuous.
Oliver.
Continuous.
Every day.
CNN, you know, with Oliver.
Breaking news overnight. We drilled. No. We do need to batch some of this stuff just because it's just too much. It's a lot of work to put all this stuff together. So we'll be batching stuff, but it will be continuous, which means it's not like we're going to go away and you won't hear from us for the next 3 months. No, we're going to be making sure that the market is up to speed. We'll be batching things, but there's going to be news coming from now until, you know, the program's done and the last assays are in. So yeah, it's a lot. And then obviously there's work going at Garfield as well. So we'll have news from that in the next, not too distant future as well.
So we've got all of these different things going on in terms of the Highland Mountain. You said recently there in one of your RNSs as well that this will, you know, the finances now allow you to start to drill in Garfield. So what sort of time frame do you think we're going to be at? Because obviously you've only got two arms and two legs. How soon do you think you're going to get a drill rig at Garfield?
So the key now is to get the results from the geophysics. We have some prelims in hand, but we're going to get the finals and then we're going to analyze those and get those out to the market. Following that, we're going to get permitting. That's the next step, is to figure out where the holes are going to go and then get the permitting process started. So permitting is quite quick where we are. Call it 2 or 3 weeks so we can get permits in hand, so it doesn't take that long. So the thing that we kind of wrestle with is, do we drill both properties at the same time, or do we wait for the drilling at Pilot to finish before we move to Garfield? Like I said, two arms, two legs. We have one team in Hawthorne. I'd love to drill them at the same time, but it's just a matter of bandwidth and if we can make that happen. The drilling company has another rig for us if we so need it, but we need to get the geophysics results in hand. Garfield, that will tell us about the size of the targets, how interesting they are. We also are doing the magnetics at the Porphyry West target, Pilot Mountain. Now that's really important because the confirmation of the mineralized porphyry system at Porphyry South gives us further confidence in what we could find at Porphyry West, which is a 2 kilometer by 2 kilometer target. So there's a lot going on here. This is the first drill hole into one of our exploration targets. And all of a sudden we have so much more work and so many more meters that need to go into this target. So it's trying to balance it all. So I'm not going to commit to anything, but this we're pushing everything forward in tandem, and then we'll kind of figure out how to tackle it all as it comes.
So just to give people an idea, this is obviously a new target. We have a job report already on the first target for Tungsten and some copper. Is this potentially bigger than what you have now that you have this drill hole?
So the Jork resource that you mentioned, that's the skarn that's at surface, and that's the tungsten, copper, silver, and zinc, largest undeveloped tungsten deposit on U.S. soil, is that desert scheelite, which is fantastic. And we've talked about why that's so important in the context of the current geopolitical landscape. But what we've found here is what appears to be the causative porphyry. Causative just means they're connected. It's the main fluid source. Now, porphyries, if you find one and it's well mineralized, are you know, as we've talked about before, they're the most important source of copper and a lot of other metals in the entire world. So we've found the causative porphyry. We've found 400 meter mineralized interval. We know it sits within a very, very large magnetic anomaly. These systems are zoned, so you can be 200 meters away from the potassic zone and find a completely different, you know, suite of results compared to the potassic zone. But typically the potassic zone is the main prize, and that's what we're looking to vector into. And the key thing with the visuals, and like I said, we may put out more visuals, but those veins have very strong potassic selvagence, which means that they are really hot when they came through those rocks. And if they're really hot, they didn't travel too far, which means we think that we could be close to the main fluid source here. So they're big systems. I can't comment on the size of the prize yet, but I've made a few, I've given you a few data points, which should suggest what's at stake here and what the potential could be on the back of further positive drilling results here.
Did we also read in there there was a Molly, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this, Molly, but then the name?
Yeah, molybdenite. Molybdenite, yeah, absolutely.
How do you pronounce that? Molly, but a banana?
You nailed it. No, it's molybdenite.
Okay, so you have some of this?
Absolutely. Sure? Yeah, absolutely. That's probably one of the main minerals that we found, funny enough. So like I said, these systems are zoned. We're expecting there's going to be a copper zone because, once again, they're connected. Desert scheelite, we know it has tungsten, copper, silver, and zinc. So the source needs to have those metals in it in some quantity for them to be connected. So yeah, you know, the molybdenite, we found there is enriched moly in the skarn, which now makes sense. So we found some of the photos show some really coarse, chunky molybdenite, which is really exciting. That tells you where you are in your system. Molybdenite, the main source of molybdenite worldwide, is also from these porphyry systems. So yeah, molybdenite, you know, we found scheelite within our interval. We found, you know, pyrite more than copper. That's one of the key elements here is depending on your proximity to the main source, your pyrite to chalco ratio will change. So we're more pyrite than chalco, but we could drill 200 meters over and then it completely flips and you get way more chalco than pyrite. And that tells you that you're within the zone or very close to it. So all this information is giving us clues as to where to go next. And our porphyry expert will help guide that process to make sure the next hole in the system is a really exciting one.
And that thing that I can't pronounce, what is it used for?
Molybdenite. It's an alloy mostly. It's actually
steel,
a really
steel production, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah, it's, I think the price has done really well too. I mean, it's mostly an alloy. So it's one of those metals that the world is going to need more and more and more as we continue to to grow. So it's actually it's quite valuable metal too. So you know, we're certainly not mad about having the molybdenite that we've seen. Like I said, it's all, these systems are zoned, and there's multiple zones within these systems. So it's about figuring out where you are and then where you want to go next.
So would that be a credit on the molybdenite there, that you could potentially, like, you've got the garnet element of things? Because, I mean, there's use in electronics and the chemical industry. As you say, the prices have held pretty strong, haven't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, molybdenite, the main source of moly worldwide is as a byproduct or co-product in copper porphyries. A lot of these systems will have, you know, call it 0.1, even 0.1% is actually a really nice grade. So it's mined as a co-product or a byproduct. And so it's, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in a porphyry system. We're going to figure out what this thing looks like as we continue to expand and continue to research it and drill it. But certainly, you know, we've found some exciting moly veins as well. So we'll see how that fits into the picture. And like you said, it's often mined as a co-product or byproduct with porphyry.
Yeah, it was as high as $900 a kilogram in 23. Now it's about $500 a kilogram, which is seriously expensive, really, when you think about how much a ton must be. What would it be, 500,000 for a ton?
It's a really valuable metal. So it's one we're certainly happy to see in this hole, and we're gonna.
But sure, back to the main, back to the main theme. This is about tungsten and copper, and finding them as the main drivers. If it's a porphyry, then you expect that it could well be. Copper has been the main metal in this particular system.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's porphyry examples worldwide where you find a whole host of different metals. So the main ones that you see are copper, gold, silver porphyries. But you know, you can have a tungsten porphyry, which is mostly tungsten, or a almost all molybdenum porphyry, or you know, there's a whole different suite of metals, because these intrusions, when they come up, they interact with so much different wall rock that the chemical makeup can vary massively. So like I said, in the skarn we have tungsten, copper, silver, and zinc. So we're expecting to find some amount of those minerals in the porphyry. And this porphyry, as I mentioned, we strongly believe that it's the causative porphyry. So there's going to be a copper zone, there's going to be a tungsten zone, there's going to be a moly zone, and then there's going to be zones where you find both of these metals. We're probably going to find silver as well, but the assays are important, because there's a lot of visuals you can pick up so much, but it's really the assays that tell you, oh, there was actually silver in this interval as well, or gold, or even a lot of the other kind of elements. You can dig a lot of information from those. So they're big systems, they're zoned, the metals can change from 100 meters to 100 meters. So it's we've confirmed the system exists, we've confirmed it's big, we've confirmed it has a lot of fluid, hot fluid. Now it's about figuring out what it's made up of and how big it is, right? That's the fun part.
So Paul Johnson has just tweeted, so as we all like brevity, in my honest opinion of what's happened today is Guardian Metal Resources has just dropped a 10-bagger RNS onto the market, and almost nobody has realized. Happy days. Would you like to comment on Paul's comment?
You're gonna
just laugh and don't say anything else.
Well, Paul's he's very conservative, isn't he, Paul? I want to talk about, Oliver, before, I don't want you to comment on that, to be honest. I want you to comment on, just talk about the name change. Obviously, you know, starting off, focus may have been on the Carlin style gold, and but now obviously you're focusing heavily on the tungsten and the Guardian. Just talk us through this name change.
Yeah, I think basically, Oliver, you just wanted to be Guardians of the Galaxy. No, I think that's ultimately what it's all about.
Named after his favorite movie.
Yeah. No, there's been a few interpretations of the name. The key thing really is there was so many meetings I was in where people were like, oh, I thought you were a gold company. And even groups have said, oh, I almost didn't even take a meeting with you because I thought you were gold. So it was really important. It was literally from day one, almost, it was on my list to change the name, and we should have done it. It's a bit of a headache. Obviously, you know, right now we're in this stage where we're sort of halfway through a name change, which isn't ideal, but it's going to be worth it in the end. You know, we kept the ticker the same, which means the ISIN and everything remains the same. So it's actually a pretty efficient process. But now it just reflects what we're doing. You know, when we have the largest tungsten deposit, we're looking for more tungsten. Tungsten is a metal for defense. It's for, you know, if you type in defense and synonym sort of in the dictionary, guardian or guardians comes up. It's all kind of part of that, right? And the real important angle of what we're doing here is defense related. So this is a sort of an homage to that. But it's not so much you know, we want to go out and defense, but we're Guardian. It's important to have these medals because it fortifies.
You just went on AI and typed in, give me another word beginning with G that'll sound good, basically, didn't you? I mean,
it was the only one that came up.
I reckon Goldilocks would have been better because you seem to have hit the Goldilocks zone in all these sort of, you know, these assets.
Yeah, there wasn't many G words. I'd be honest. I actually really liked Guardian, funny enough. It was one that I was like, oh, that's perfect. As soon as I heard it, I think it was, what's the big monster out of Tokyo called again? Godzilla. Someone said it should have been Godzilla. So yeah. There's a few other options, but Guardian, we're really, really happy about it. And the name change should be finalized and we move forward as Guardian Metal Resources pretty much from today onwards.
Good. Well, on that note, I think we'll say Oliver Friesen, CEO of Guardian Metal Resources. Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.